That kind of occurred for me. You know, it was a couple of different things. One thing, there was a meeting in particular where a lot of questions were answered and a lot of background information was given that I had previously, it hadn't been shared with me as far as kind of the origins of the whole project and how it started with four neighbors, and you know, they kind of researched and galvanized and you know, got the whole process going. And it also kind of did a good job of establishing roles of the organizations that were involved in the planning process and just how everyone came together to, you know, get to the point where I came in fall of 2021. I was had only been in the neighborhood for 3 years, so this was my first time working with any neighbors in any type of organized manner. And you know, once I got kind of the background information and had a better understanding of how and why I was being a part of the second iteration of the plan, it just kind of laid out the expectations and just gave me a greater understanding of where we were in the process. There were other one-off phone calls with committee members and you know, also just kind of going through emails and communication, which at the time it might seem like, you know, it's a lot and a lot to keep up with, but as I'm, you know, was putting the pieces together, I had those emails to kind of go back to and refer to give me a clearer picture of where we were. And now here in you know, 2023, I feel like I'm, you know, more part of the process and have more to offer. I still really interpret my involvement a lot to be learning, because this is my first effort in any type of community organizing in this fashion. So this is a learning process, but you know, I'm definitely feeling more empowered now that I have more background information and better understanding of the process, roles and responsibilities of us as committee members, but also the various organizations that have played a part in the process.